It's the Spicy Breakfast with Brett Marie. Joining us down the line is Daniel Connell, who will be joining us in Launceston this coming Friday. How are you, mate?
G'day, guys. Very well, thanks. How are you?
Really good. Now, you are a fantastic comic. I'm very excited to have you down here in Launceston very soon, playing at Bogues. We've recently watched a bunch of your material here on the show, and you've got such a really great dry delivery, which, we have a lot of comics on the show. I'm a comic. I find it so impressive, anyone that can come out and deliver such dry material. Has this always been how you've done it?
Yeah, I reckon. I grew up in a small country town in New South Wales on the coast there. So I reckon my dad speaks pretty similar, and we're pretty, it's a pretty laid-back little sleepy town. So I think that's kind of where it came from. It's just kind of how I am normally. On stage, I guess, once I sort of got the hang of comedy, I reckon I got more and more relaxed, so it's probably even more than I am in real life. But it's definitely always been how I've been.
How do you not laugh at your own jokes? Because, I mean, you are very funny, and you're delivering it so deadpan. How do you not crack up?
I guess sometimes I might, like, be writing something or say something, but, like, I'll think, oh, that's good, but I don't think I ever, like, laugh out loud at something. But sometimes I'll crack on stage if somebody in the crowd says something really good. That's probably the only time I'll have a good chuckle.
You get a good heckle out there.
During a set, yeah, somebody say something funny. Like I was on stage once, I had a bit about auctioning my virginity on the internet. This is all many years ago. I said the highest offer was 50 cents, and a guy in the crowd yelled out, "Take it," which is great, you know. I can't deny that that's a funny thing to say.
I have this question that I've been asking a lot of people lately, and is the comedy that you do the comedy you would like to watch?
That's a good question. I guess the way I write jokes and my style is definitely based on what I watched when I was a kid. Like, I remember I saw Jim Owen in my hometown when I was about 17 at the RFL club, and after watching that, I was like, that's definitely, I'd like to give that a crack one day and do that. That'd be a great job. I guess the style that I write, just that setup punchline, a little bit absurd, is what I do like to watch. If I watch stand-up, I don't really watch any specials or anything of other comedians because you just see so much.
It gets on a week-to-week bit much. Basis.
Yeah. Like, if I was home on a Saturday night, I had a night off, the last thing on my list, I'd watch an opera before I'd watch an hour of stand-up. Like, it's the last thing I'd want to watch.
That's like us. I actually leave my car unlocked in hope that someone will steal the radio so I don't have to work on the way home. Well, we wanted to play a little game with you because obviously, you're coming out of Tassie. You've been here before, I believe, but I thought, let's test your knowledge.
Yeah.
We've got a few names here, and all you have to do is tell us, is it or isn't it a real place in Tasmania?
Okay, so it's Tassie. It's not just Lonnie, it's Tassie.
Yeah, Tassie.
Tassie,
okay.
Broadly, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is or isn't there a place in Tasmania called Misery Knob?
I think there is.
Nice work.
That is correct. Yeah, well done.
Good stuff.
All right. Did you visit last tour?
I've never been to Misery Knob, but it sounds delightful.
You got to see it.
It's quite small, though. You do have to search. okay. Is there or isn't there a place in Tasmania called Stinkhole?
I'm going to say there isn't a place called Stinkhole, but I wish there was.
Well, your wishes have come true, mate. There is a place called Stinkhole here.
Oh, no.
there's an area in Tassie called Stinkhole. It's in the
we'll take you if you want.
The northwest. Northwest of the state.
Yeah, right. So is it sort of behind Misery Knob? Is it down that same area?
Well, it's south of Misery Knob. You got to go south of Misery Knob to get to Stinkhole. All right, here's the last one. Is there or isn't there a Mossy Nipple Bend?
Oh, God. After the other two, Mossy Nipple's the least crazy name out of those three. Which makes me then think you're flipping it. So I'm going to say no, there isn't a that one.
A mossy nipple bend. There is a mossy nipple bend. There were all real places in Tasmania.
Yes.
Amazing. I've done a bit of travel around there, but I haven't come across those three, but they're now on the list.
we'll sneak it in before Friday's show. We'll see if we can get in.
I'd
by the way, what? Mm-hmm. Crete was naming all your places down there.
I don't.
It was a bunch of boys who hadn't seen anyone for a long time. Yeah. What's that? Mossy nipple bend. Yeah. Oh, Gary, come on, mate.
Yeah, like 15-year-old boys, too, like teen boys. Yeah. And
yeah. There's actually another place called Granny's Gut. I don't know what was going on when they named that. I'm like, all right.
But there's some of the highlights we can see, and we're going to see some of your highlights when you come down here. Gutless Wonder, it's going to be an absolute blast. You can get your tickets at Try Booking now. You got some great local supports, and it's me emceeing, so sorry about that, everyone else. But really good to have you on here to really counterbalance that.
No, I can't wait. Can't wait to get down there. Can't wait to get to the gorge and check out the monkeys there at the park. They're really going to have a full Lonnie experience, I reckon.
Well, we'll do our best to make sure you get away from here without a bit of City Park monkey herpes.
Thank you.
Daniel Connell, you can get a double pass now. All you got to do is give us a buzz on 63315901, giving away a freebie there to go see Fresh Comedy this Friday at Bogues Brewery. It's the Spicy Brekkie with Brent Emery.